Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's Blue Jackets coach Rick Bundis today announcing that assistants Scott Ford and Mike Havlin will not return. Both were inherited after the coaching change. NHL playoffs tonight, Tampa Bay at Montreal, Vegas at Utah, Edmonton at Anaheim. All of those series are tied at 1-1. The NFL draft continues tonight in Pittsburgh. The Cleveland Browns have the 39th pick and the Cincinnati Bengals choosing a number 41. Cincinnati Reds begin a series at home at Detroit tonight. Cincinnati tied with the Cubs for first in the National League Central. Cleveland Guardians, who are tied for first with Detroit in the AL Central, open the series at Toronto. Columbus Clippers continue their series at Buffalo tonight. NBA playoffs, Boston to Philadelphia. They're tied at 1-1. Lakers a 2-0 lead at Houston. San Antonio at Portland. That series even at 1-1. This update brought to you by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free repairs when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Friday, everybody. Oh, we have got a special edition here today. It is a Go to Jail Friday. Always is. That means we're taking your jailbirds early and often. That's right. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Send us an email, goodcleanboy@gmail.com, or tweet us at manandtimmy971. How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing there, Teddy?
Doing good, Mike.
And with us here today, the co-host, Sonsy boy, Dane Sonzenbacher. It's good to see you, Dane.
It's been too long.
It's been a minute.
I keep telling you no, and I'm sorry. In my head, I had you built up as not inviting me to do shows, but then I look through the text logs at your receipts, and I say no far too much.
You're just like Nicole Sheeran from 10TV, who I also asked to do some shows. She always shuns me. You have done the same thing, so I feel blessed that you would grace us with your presence. Yeah. I've wanted to hear from the Great Dane
for quite some time. Busy schedule, but...
Yeah,
Tim.
Yeah, new pair of headphones there.
Yeah, just got them today.
You got the Sonys,
and I got a new dongle.
A what?
You know, the thing.
What is that?
The thing that attaches.
What did you just say?
You know,
a dongle.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
I think that's an adapter.
What is the difference between a?
I don't know what that
might
is.
Be wrong.
I got
an adapter though, so that they can work on this. And this is fresh right here. This
the mic condom, the mic cover,
yeah,
the thingy that goes on here.
For the years that I've worked here, I'm using the community ones that sit right
Those
here.
Those are disgusting.
Just got a new one from
Isn't
Fish.
Isn't this just disgusting?
I mean,
we have four of these communal mic covers.
Some of them have beard hairs.
You're putting your lips up to them. There's spit. There's all sorts of dust bunnies. It's just gross how someone would just leave that right here in the studio. This is in a closed drawer of mine, and I have to clean this, and it's actually looking a little bit dirty myself, but I will like use Lysol spray or whatever I can. I will soak it in some warm, not soak it, but I'll take like a warm rag and I'll kind of dab it.
You'll treat it like a nice piece of equipment. Your DJ equipment.
I want to keep it as clean as I can. Yeah.
Well, that's why this is my my recommitment to the craft. I have things. I was borrowing things. I wasn't all in, but I feel like with the time off, I owed it to you to let's be professional today.
I will say the common man had some nice things to say about you yesterday. I've been excited to work with you because I found out. So our relationship goes back a couple of years, and it kind of started off you joining us here at the Fan. We played golf with Tim May. So was some random opening in a foursome in a scramble, and I don't play a whole lot of those scrambles. When I play golf, which I don't get to play nearly as much as I play, I like to go and play my own ball and work on my game. So I usually am saying no to the team scramble type of events. And it's not like I don't want to help out a charity or one of those organizations. I do, which is why I will still play some of those from time to time. So we played, we got to know each other, we hit it right off, and I could sense this sort of sick, dirty sense of humor, this dry, sarcastic thing that was there, and I immediately liked it. And I said, that Sonzy boy, that's my kind of boy.
Yeah.
That's a guy that I like.
It doesn't come out until like hour two of a show because I'm very guarded. I'm not going to, but if you're in a golf outing for
You're not going to be so guarded and here today. Wait till the second segment. We're going to get it right out of you.
But do you remember our first, I guess it was like our first like dating gift.
I still use it.
There you go.
So Dane,
on our first date, I gave you a very special ball marker.
It's a great talking point.
As somebody who collects ball markers, it was my only one. I don't even think I have another one. I gifted it to you.
I'm honored.
Yeah.
It's the only one.
My only NFL alumni ball marker.
Yeah, metallic.
Can't buy it.
A double
can't
sided.
Order it.
Yeah, double sided metallic ball mark. I've thought about making some of those for the show because I know we also have a bunch of listeners that like to get out and play and hit the links. And I know you guys know I love the game so much. I thought about doing something with like a man and Timmy with like our faces.
I like
or something
it. You're the first person I've seen that collects ball markers. But
my wife
makes a
me.
Lot of sense because they're almost like universally interchangeable on the magnetic
exactly.
things.
Yeah.
So it's a great little thing to have.
And the one that I have was a gift from the wife, and I've had it in my bag for at least 10 or 15 years or so. And she always gets me the wrong teams, and bless her heart. Like, yes, I do like the Royals. We're talking about Kansas City and Kauffman Stadium, that whole deal on yesterday's show. Went to college out there, went to a lot of games, a lot of fond memories. But she knows my team that I grew up with is the Baltimore Orioles. Like I'm an O's guy. And when she got me a divot tool with a ball mark, she got me a Kansas City Royals one. And I'm like, whatever. It's still cool. I love the colors. I love the white and blue. And so I have the divot tool that's got the MLB logo, but I have your NFL alumni ball mark that fits right in. And it is the coolest thing. And I collect those. I have a nice thing that's in my the guest bedroom is all decked out in golf. Like that's where all of my golf paraphernalia is. And she got me for my latest birthday, like a magnetic holder. So it's wall mounted and all of your favorite
like
ball marks.
Your
there's like
pair
20,
of shoes today.
There's like 25 of them and you just throw them up there. So the logos are nice and present. It's just a nice little Etsy thing. Everything's from Etsy. We get something every week from Etsy. I don't know.
People notice.
So I appreciate that. But hey man, we had the NFL draft last night and I cannot remember when I was that interested in a first round of the NFL draft, and it's absolutely got all to do with that we had four Buckeyes that had a chance to go top 10. They wound up all going top 11. My favorite team got Sonny Styles. I was hoping we got one of those Buckeyes. I'm thrilled to death that we got Sonny. And then Teddy and I think we had the same thing working for us and against us. We got our guys. Dallas got Caleb Downs.
Yeah, my guy,
which
Caleb.
I don't like. Wow. And I don't love like him. That Arvell Reese went to the Giants. So as an NFC East guy, both of us, we have four games on the schedule.
Against each other.
Yeah, we have to worry about a guy getting after our quarterback. So not the greatest thing. But to see the Buckeyes go like that, it kept me locked in. And then my interest fizzled out, and I did not watch the entire first round of the draft, but I was locked in until
like
all the Buckeyes
number 26,
went
I think it lost me. It was how
I was going before
like,
that.
It was very, that. I'm with you. It's probably because it was so Ohio State heavy. I mean, I think, obviously, Mendoza, there was some names, and there was a little bit of storyline with the top few. But
right. Like, did Arvell Reese go two? Were they going to take Bailey, which the Jets ultimately went with Bailey? And then Reese had to Carnell Tate being the first Buckeye. taken by the Titans. That was a little bit of a surprise to people.
I guess I must be just not a good judge of wide receiver talent. And that's not because I don't think Carnell Tate is good. We've had some...
You thought shouldn't have gone in the first round? What are you trying to say?
Not at all. I mean, I guess I'm still stuck in the Calvin Johnson days of my expectation of what a receiver is. That's what goes first round high. But, I mean, case in point is Jackson Smith and Jigba. I mean... Did you have, was he the MVP last year?
JSN?
Yeah.
Offensive player. Of the year? Yeah, Matt Stafford won MVP.
Did you see that in him?
I think if you go back to the season before, we're starting to see how gifted JSN was.
I don't trust my own judgment.
We saw it at Ohio State, too. And I think the proof is in the pudding with how these guys are developed at Ohio State. You're right, though. There hasn't been a guy in a while, though, that looked like Megatron coming out of the draft. But that doesn't mean that in a given draft, these top guys, that Carnell Tate doesn't belong where he is.
I'm not at all saying that.
He's a special player. I don't know if Cam Ward's going to be able to get him the football. That's one thing that I'm worried about for him.
No, I mean, I was blown away by it. It was a weird one. And this was, I was casually walking into the room and in out of the room another guy. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Then I was more towards the end of seeing who else is a potential that can sneak in here.
Well, we'll keep this going because the NFL draft was pretty big. We'll have a lot of fun coming up on the show today. As we mentioned, go to jail. We'll start off the Jailbirds at 3:46. Dane is going to join us in some pizzazz. Pick your parlay. We got the bets coming at you at 5 o'clock. So a lot of fun. And as we continue with the draft conversation, even James Laurinaitis doesn't know how good and clean Sonny Styles really is. That's next. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
On westbound 161, there is an accident blocking the center lane after New Albany Road. Traffic backed up from Johnstown Road, about a 10-minute delay. Also a crash southbound 71 that's on the entrance ramp from 17th. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Resident gambling degenerates Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas for On the Money. Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan.
Nope. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A beautiful way to end the work week with daytime highs in the mid to low 80s, but it will be breezy with mostly sunny skies. Chances of showers and thunderstorms this evening with lows around 60. And then for Saturday, we do have a slight chance of showers, otherwise a mostly cloudy to partly cloudy day and cooler with highs in the low 70s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Dane Sonzenbacher is hanging out with us here today. He is in for the Common Man. Panama Ted back there, as usual. We got any Tuesday Teddy, Wednesday Teddy coming up next week? We're going to hit a run of those soon, aren't we?
I think that has started. Yeah, I think next week we have a Wednesday Teddy that he'll be gone. Yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
At least it's back to normal, because yeah, I didn't like the Tuesday Teddy. That was just odd.
You like the Wednesday, but Tuesday I can't, yeah.
It's got to be right in the middle of the week.
When I take Wednesdays off, though, our guy Jeff Rimmer, who's with us, you know, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer every Wednesday at 5:30. Now, he gets upset when I'm not here, and then he has to call me after the segment, and then it's like, hey, why weren't you there? And then I'm like, well, I have to take some time off.
Well, because then you make him talk to Jacob Reimer, and Rhyme Time doesn't know anything. Well, he doesn't know anything about hockey.
That's because he's talking college basketball to Rimmer.
That's all he knows about.
And Rimmer doesn't know what's going on, yeah.
Our guy, Rhyme Time. You met him, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know him? Yeah, you know.
Yeah, he's for the love of basketball.
For the love of the game.
Whatever it is.
And
I listen all the time.
The other day, he was filling in for Teddy, as I mentioned, Tuesday there. And so Rhyme Time bopped up from the Buckeye show and filled in. And we like to give him a hard time whenever we can. Whenever our minds wander and we're hitting on old music or old movies, we'll just say, hey, Reimer, you ever heard of that? And he'll be like, oh, no, haven't. And then we'll dig a little deeper. So somehow Clint Eastwood came up, and Mike just looks over behind the glass and says, you ever heard of Clint Eastwood, Rhyme Time?
No.
He was like, I think so.
What is he? So he's just basketball. He just knows basketball?
Just basketball. That's it. So we dug a little deeper on Eastwood, and he said, name a movie that Clint Eastwood's been in. He's like, oh, I can't really think of one. And he said, one movie. That's it. Just one. And then he led him. He tried to like lead the witness, and he said, Dirty. And he goes, oh, dancing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Reimer, his best chance would have been like Gran Torino. He's young.
Yes. Right.
That would have been the
who
one.
Who hasn't seen Gran Torino?
I don't think I've seen Dirty Harry. I could probably list off a bunch of Clint Eastwood, even if I haven't seen them.
Yes, but you know Dirty Harry.
You know he's not in Dirty Dancing, right?
You know he's not in Dirty Dancing. He's not Patrick Swayze. So those are the types of things that those are the gold nuggets that we get from our guy Jacob Reimer. So NFL draft came and went last night. We didn't hit on some of these other things. So we got Arvel Reese. We talked about Carnell Tate, Arvel Reese, and how Teddy and I were happy. I got Sonny Styles to go to the Commanders. I think he's going to be a lockdown, just like James Laurinaitis has been saying. He's going to wear that green dot for you. He'll be a 10-year dude, hopefully longer than that. He's going to be a day one starter. He'll immediately jolt a defense that needed a lot of help. Same with Teddy's Cowboys, where Caleb Downs goes. But some of the other things that happened, for instance, the Ty Simpson pick, going number 13 overall to the Rams. I don't like that kind of move. I can't imagine that Matt Stafford was sitting there last night and he's thrilled to death about that. I'm 38. I'm coming off an MVP season. I think I got a couple more years under my belt. Why don't we help the here and now? The very next pick, the Ravens bolster their offensive line. There's still wide receivers out there. You could have helped out with Lemon, who slipped a little bit more in the draft, and then the Eagles found a way to steal him right from under the Pittsburgh Steelers in their own city. I don't know. Ty Simpson might not even wind up being that guy ever. You don't even know.
That was the shocker, right? I mean, of the first round. I don't know. Has anything come out since over the rationale? Because even it's not like there's a can't miss quarterback that we've got the number one overall pick and this is a once in a generation talent. I mean, that's not even saying he's not a good player, but I think even Kiper said right after the pick went, hey, they didn't do anything to help themselves this year. And you have an old quarterback, a veteran who's playing really well, and a backup quarterback is not going to help you make a run. So that one's still kind of a mystery.
I think most people are looking at Fernando Mendoza and wondering if he's going to be the guy at number one overall. I think he's going to be pretty good. I know Common Man's got his doubts about him. We will see how that one shakes out.
But that's a need-based. You're the Raiders and you need a quarterback. So you take that. You're the Rams. You don't need a quarterback.
Precisely. You've got your guy. I'm all for when we do need our quarterback, then let's go and start to address that need. But until we do, I mean, you can point back to situations where the transition of power worked out and maybe having that guy in the system and behind a legend so he could watch some things and learn did work out better instead of thrusting him right in as a rookie. But I'm just, my own opinion, my philosophy would be to help the football team that is there right now, not just have a guy come in here and sit behind a position that we don't need, and then we don't ultimately know if he's going to be any good. Now, Dan Orlovsky, though, he apparently was really glad to see it happen.
It's because he's brilliant.
You like Dan, huh?
He's awesome.
Is he one of your favorite analysts?
Isn't he everybody's?
Yeah, yeah, we do.
I love Dan Orlovsky. So insightful. You guys don't like him?
Just the way he says stuff.
Yeah.
What did he do? Did he go and chug a beer with Pat McAfee and was just thrilled to death? He's all caught up on Ty Simpson being picked early on. He's forgetting that none of this really matters until Ty Simpson is awesome at the next level. That's what he's banking on. He had him as a better quarterback than Fernando Mendoza. And well, the reasoning that he used a couple of weeks ago was that Mendoza didn't play in any big games. That was a little bit off base because he sort of went through a college football playoff and kicked Ty Simpson's ass head to head. There was that little thing, too.
Well, the NFL has done a masterful job of turning into the draft into its own little sport. And there's a good example of it. You had a guy having a complete celebration, chugging beers over somebody he thought would get picked. I guess he had some inside info that nobody else had that makes sense of a pick like that, but
I gotta ask you, Dane, have you ever seen the movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner? This was going on a lot yesterday because 'tis the season. I think this movie came out in 2014.
It's one of the few Costners I've not seen.
Really?
I've not seen it.
I would give it a watch. It's worthwhile. So you could have been someone that was duped by this. Bill Rabinowitz was even duped by this momentarily. The tweet is actually gone. I didn't screenshot the tweet before it disappeared, but this was going around about Sonny Styles and this $100 bill trick that they apparently would put a $100 bill in the back of a playbook, and then they would send it to all the guys that they are having interviews with. They want to, you know, see what they play. If they ultimately join the team, then this is a little test for them to see if they read the playbook. You don't even have to read the playbook, but at least flip it through to the back page, and then you see the $100 bill. And it's just a test to see what they would say. Like, would they say anything about it? If they call them out on it and say, hey, you know, you didn't say anything about the $100 bill. And they're like, what $100 bill? And then you like break the news to them. It was in the back of the playbook. And you're like, oh, my God. Yep, you got me. I didn't flip through it all the way to the end.
This was a full tweet? This is a long tweet.
It's a long tweet. It was a story. It was crafted about how Sonny Styles passed this test with flying colors.
This is supposedly like a known trick?
Not only did he catch the $100 bill, but he sent it back to the Commanders and said, you can keep this. You can give it back to me when I win a Super Bowl for you. And so people were like reading this and like, oh my God, what a good, clean boy Sonny Styles is, which we already know because you watch the interview after he got picked. You listen to James Laurinaitis, who was on the station a couple times this week. They love Sonny Styles. We love Sonny Styles. He's from Central Ohio. I called a couple of his games when he was at Pick Central, right when I filled in on high school football. He is as good off the field as he is on the field. And the stuff that is true that they went over during the combine about like his 40 time is the same as Bijan Robinson. His height is the same as Megatron, and his vertical leap is the same as NBA slam dunk champion Nate Robinson. Like, that's how freakishly athletic this guy is playing the linebacker position. So you need a guy that is going to be around the ball. Sonny Styles is your guy. But that was the story.
He didn't actually find the $100.
No, because in the movie, the quarterback for Wisconsin is the guy that the Browns, Kevin Costner's the GM, Sonny Weaver, they're looking at drafting him. And he failed that test with flying colors. And they're like, here is the scout who is like talking to Sonny Weaver about what a dirty liar the quarterback wound up being because of how miserably he failed the $100 bill playbook test.
He didn't know about the $100 bill, Sonny. He lied. never read the whole playbook.
So a lot of guys don't.
Yes, but when they confront him about it and they tell him about the money, he lied again. He said something like, oh yeah, now I remember. Good one, guys. Jack said he is the only guy to tell the lie and then to have the balls to stand and stick up for the lie.
Stuck up for the lie. The line, though, there's a line in that movie that creeped me out more than anything. Frank Langella played the owner of the Cleveland Browns. In the scene at the beginning where they're like at, they're at some kind of amusement park. Maybe they're not at Cedar Point, but they're somewhere. And they're hanging out. They're talking about what they should do. And he wants them to trade that first pick or keep the number one overall pick, because I think that's where they were, and just take the quarterback. That's all he wanted them to do, was take the quarterback, make a big splash, because he wants the people to get all wet.
People pay to get wet.
That's all it was. It's disgusting. They want to get wet, Sonny. People pay for it.
People pay to get wet.
So that's one of the things that I remember the most from draft day right there.
Mm-hmm.
The story gets even worse for Sherrone Moore now. Going to talk about that in 2 minutes. Dane Sonsenbacher is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Northbound US 23 is closed off due to an accident between Meadow Park Avenue and Orange Road. Traffic backing up through that area. Westbound 161, also an accident blocking the center lane after New Albany Road. 10 to 15 minute delay from Johnstown Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawlspace repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
11.5. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Oh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Common Man and Timmy is brought to you by our friends at Hinderer Motor Company. Dane Sonsenbacher is sitting in with us here. You know, I've heard a lot of people mispronounce your name. Even as you came into the office here today, Adam King of 10 TV, which jail for Adam King, by the way. This is the second straight week now that my TV hit has been canceled. And today I was given 2 minutes notice. Saw the phone ring at 1:13, and I was scheduled to go over to TV and tape a little segment at 1:15, and it was Adam King. I knew right then and there that it was not going to be happening. Why? Because they got all their stuff last night, which I don't understand. My stuff is going to be different than their stuff.
Well, that's something.
We have a limitless platform over there. We have 10 TV Plus. We have YouTube. We have any number of places where we can stick it. Where are you going to put a segment that big? Bend over and I'll show you. That's where it's going to go.
We have Adam King as a guest often on our pregame show with me and Maddie.
Do you think he would know? Because he came in and called you Sansy Boy.
You would think. I let it go because I love Adam. But what he did, he comes onto our segment every day. He's like, well, I'm gonna be in studio. I'm gonna come in. I'll be there. So ends up calling in, saying, "Hey guys," he would call him on there. Hey man. He's like, "Yeah, I was gonna try to make it, but I'm running a little late, so I'm just gonna call in."
Yep. Right.
He said, "Oh, no problem. Where you at?" He's like, "Oh, I'm in Westerville." Well, like, what? You thought you were going to make it here? You thought you're just missing.
Almost.
You were on your way? Like, at what point were you going to make it here on time if you're in Westerville now?
Why not don't say anything? If you were already scheduled to have a phone interview, say nothing. Then if you do wind up making it into the studio, hey, surprise, you don't have to call me because I'm right here. I can throw the headset on.
Everybody's got somebody who's running, you know, they call you 5 minutes before the appointment to tell you that they're running 20 minutes late. It's like you knew you were 20, 30 minutes late already.
King is for sure that guy.
Why did you wait until 4 minutes before to tell me you're going to be 30 minutes late?
Right.
You had GPS on. You knew what your ETA was.
Only it's kind of important when you've got to be on the air. That's the one place where it doesn't really, it's not very handy. I can't remember what show it was. I saw a clip on one of our social media feeds. One of our shows was talking about the things that you just simply cannot be late to as a guy.
Yeah.
And they must have had off the table was like your job type of stuff. But tee time was one of them at the top of the list. You cannot be late for golf.
Live TV.
Yeah, live TV, the radio show. Right. I think that goes without saying. Medical appointments. You actually can be late to medical appointments because they're never on time. Right?
Yeah, there's like they're not that many things that you cannot be late
You should be there on time because then it's your ass if they are running smoothly. But 8 times out of 10, yeah, it's going to be at least 10, 15 minutes after your appointment before they buzz you in.
Flight?
I still wouldn't recommend it.
Flight,
though.
Live TV.
Yeah, same thing with a flight. You could get lucky, but you don't want to leave that to chance. You got to be I got to be at least an hour early to my gate for me to feel comfortable for a flight.
You gotta get there early.
Oh, I have to. Yeah. No one in my family feels the same way.
No,
it's time to go and check in. It's like, we're coming back from Boston, right? And like, this is how I have to have so good of a concept of time to make sure that we run smoothly. So say we have like a 10:30 flight out of Boston to come back to Columbus. So do you think we should check out of the place at 9:30? I'm like, 9:30? Like, she's like, because it's only 10 minutes away to the airport. I'm like, yeah, but we have to. That's way
What's
late.
What's the point of cutting it close?
We have to check out. We have to go down to the street. We have to get an Uber ride. There could be traffic. We have to get all the way over there. We have to get through security. You're like timing it up that we like walk onto the plane as it's starting to taxi out to the runway. Like, no.
I'm 100% with you.
Yeah.
I want to disagree with you on these, but no, that is, I am not a, what is the ups? Why cut that?
That's
one that
jail
close?
For the concept of time when we're traveling. Oh, and it was a scene when we were in Scotland too, because when it's international travel, I'm that much more worried. And when you're there for a big time event, like an open championship. Now it's complete mayhem trying to get to the international airport and then get situated, get through security. I've never had more anxiety in my life.
Did I tell you?
Took us an hour and a half to get through security.
I don't think I told you.
You're going this year?
In 1 month.
Really?
Oh yeah.
To the
Edinburgh. Yeah.
To Edinburgh.
Well, we're gonna play St. Andrews.
You're not going to the Open.
No.
In July. You're going to St. Andrews?
I had like 12.
Dude.
I got them all lined up for you. I meant to tell you before we came
on. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Way to drop that on me.
12 days. I'll get you some nice, real nice ball markers, Clark.
You're going to be out there playing golf. Mm-hmm. You're going to play the old course. You're going to play Carnoustie.
I'll get you one. They probably have like wood ball markers there because it's the old course.
Wood is good.
They don't do magnets.
Wood is good. That's awesome, man. I cannot wait to hear about that. God, I'm so jealous.
I know.
I got to take more golf trips. I got to. Now's the time. I don't have anybody to go with, though. Maybe I can get into the Sonsenbacher group, but it seems
I'm an add-on. I was a somebody must have canceled.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to happen for me, an add-on. So this situation just keeps getting worse for Sharon Moore. Well, actually, in terms of time served, it's nothing. Like, he got a pretty much a slap on the wrist for the Paige Shiver situation, the improper relationship that he had with an ex-Michigan staffer, and the whole thing is just has turned ugly. So he didn't have any time served. Sharon Moore gets probation. What was it for? No contest to malicious use of a telecommunications device and trespassing, both misdemeanors. All that went on, him barging into her apartment, acting like a maniac, threatening remarks, threatening to kill himself, picking up butter knives and threatening to do something with them. All that amounts for misdemeanors, and I love it. Malicious use of a telecommunications device. That's a cell phone. Yes, that's what that is. So Paige was on Good Morning America, and she dropped the whopper that he got her pregnant. So there's that now. And there was an abortion as well, because she was advised by Moore and by multiple doctors and experts that it wouldn't be right or healthy for me to keep the baby because of a medical condition that she had. And she was asked about the charges that were handed out to Moore, and she told GMA that she feared for her life when he barged into the apartment that day. Oh my gosh, yes. He's 6'4". He comes in with his hood up, looking down at me, saying I ruined his life, crying. Then he starts coming at me. I tell him to leave, that he's not supposed to be here. He's not listening to me. Then he starts grabbing, yes, butter knives. So that whole thing, as if it couldn't get any worse for Sharon Moore, you have to almost assume that his wife knew about that aspect of it, that she wouldn't be reading about this in the news. But for all of us finding out about it, if there was any hope or prayer for Sharon Moore to repair his image in the court of public opinion, I think that kind of went out the window. I have no idea if this guy could ever climb a ladder to get back into the coaching game. I mean, you would have to make a Disney movie about it. No, they wouldn't be making a Disney movie about it. That was a dumb thing to say. But he would have to go to the very, very bottom, maybe even as a water boy, for a high school football team.
I wouldn't rule out an NFL team taking a shot, just having him on staff. I mean, it's
Jim
not like
Harbaugh brings him in.
Honestly, maybe.
As a coordinator.
Maybe. Yeah, and not even as a coordinator, just to get them to put some distance in between this story and that. I mean, it's your career as coaching. So that's got to be the next step. On a college level, I would have to doubt what university is going to roll the dice and take that chance. I guess Michigan kind of lives in that zone, but no, I don't know. That's one of those stories that's like, man, that one's hard to even pile on. That's a lot of poor decision making, and you end yourself in the absolute worst case scenario.
It's about the biggest slap on the wrist that you can come up with. Like, we're on the heels of all the cheating that they did with the sideline scandals, with the, you know, with the sign stealing, and they got to keep their national championship and their undefeated run, and they transitioned to Sharon Moore. It's like this is the penalty that they pay. Like, this is what the football gods did to Michigan for how they won that national championship. You wind up with a disgraced head coach, the guy that you chose to rock and roll with after the Jim Harbaugh era, when he ran away from punishment. He ran to the NFL because it was right there, willing, waiting with open arms. Sharon Moore is there. That's the guy you choose. And this could not have gone worse for you. Sets you back quite a bit. And, you know, maybe Kyle Whittingham is that guy that can level the planes. I'm not so sure. I don't know if they got the quarterback this year. But, man, this thing turned really ugly for
you. I don't know how much it sets you back, though. Because it, you know, anymore, it's not, this would have crushed your program from a recruiting standpoint. Now a lot more is talking. There's not as much of a emphasis on culture as being like a prereq. Now a lot of the good and top programs have it.
You don't think?
I don't think you have to sell it as hard. You know, I think like...
I know what you mean. Once you get those guys out of there, then you recycle, and it's all about, do I have the budget? Do I got the history and the brand recognition and the budget?
There's still a little bit of both, sure. Yeah. But it's just doesn't hold the same weight. I think if you get rid of the coach, bring a new guy in, you can kind of act like nothing happened.
I follow. All right, Dane, I hope you've got some jailbirds that you've thought of for today, because we could use a lot of complaining out of you for the rest of the show. It's time to put some people in jail. And we're doing that coming up next. Go to Jail Friday coming at you. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Northbound US 23 still shut down due to an accident between Meadow Park Avenue and Orange Road. And there's also an accident southbound on the west outer belt blocking the left center lane approaching Roberts Road. Police there on scene. This report is sponsored by COTA. Road closures for Cap City Half Marathon start Friday, April 24th at 5 p.m. and continue through Saturday, April 25th. COTA service downtown and in nearby neighborhoods will be rerouted. Expect delays and check your route at COTA.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
You know, sometimes you don't have a good reason for this. You don't have a good excuse for it, but sometimes you miss a couple of things on the program, you know? And then you miss Teddy talking about what a lovely time he had at the local cantina and how many tacos he was shoving in his face and what other fun things they did on the day off.
It's fantastic.
You don't want to miss that stuff.
No.
Or you miss why we were talking about Clint Eastwood. Oh, yeah. You don't want to miss that. If you do, though, the good news is the podcast is always available. And it's anywhere you get your audio. Any platform, anyone at all, just go there, type up Common Man and Timmy, and you will get that podcast, the whole entire thing, and even a special weekend podcast. I hear that one's fun, too, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Care Heating and Cooling. So, it's a Friday, Dane. It's time that we put people in jail. Would you like to put some people in jail with us?
I would love to.
What do you say we do it?
He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Timmy Hall says, go to jail.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
So this is how we normally do it. This is the part where I go. I usually have two or three things that have been, you know, boiling over for me throughout the week.
Grinding your gears?
Yeah, I'm very upset. Like, I see things out in public, and I don't like it. I don't understand a lot of what's going on. So this is when I do it. But since you're our special guest, you can play along as well. And then for the rest of the show, people will chime in. They'll send us the email, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. They'll text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. And then they can throw people in jail as well. So okay. I have to start off. This is probably time number 57 that my lovely wife, Sarah, is going to be behind bars here.
Oh.
And this particular item, there's an object that she has. It's my nemesis. It's the bane of my existence. I'm talking about the 962-ounce, 36-foot-tall, 3 inches thin metal water container that's hard as a rock. I hate this thing. I knocked it over the other day. So I guess part that's on me. But you breathe the wrong way. And this is not even a brand name thing. She didn't spring for the Stanley that's got the straw. I mean, it's got a straw coming out the top of it. I obviously I'm exaggerating, but this thing, it's so tall. And then they make it even thinner at the bottom, so it's wobbly, and there's no center of gravity to this thing because it's wider at the top because they want it to fit into the cup holder.
And no handle, probably.
This one does have a handle, but it's still, it's too tall. And she puts so many other things on the counter. She's got a book on the counter. She's got two cell phones because she has her personal cell phone and a work cell phone. The work cell phone's always there on the counter. If you spill water, electronics might be damaged right there. I mentioned the book. She'll even put like her hoodie on the counter instead of on
shoes.
One of the hooks. Yeah, she'll just take her shoes off and set them on top on the counter. Yeah, that would be a good one. It feels like that. So I'm walking by and the water cup was on the edge and my elbow clipped it and I tried to make a save. I tried to make a Sonsenbacher type of save with my hands. But again, like I got my left hand on it. And then there was water in it, so the weight immediately tipped under.
And the taller it is.
I was bobbling it, and then all of a sudden...
That's not a dink.
Bung,
that's a
bung, bung. Yeah, that's a dong.
It was a dong, yeah.
And so this thing bounced four times off of the tile floor, and it was partly my fault, but it's this metal...
Does that mean it's ruined now?
Every time I see it, I put it underneath the counter, and I put it like where the pots and pans are, just to get it out of the way, because I hate looking at the thing. We have to have water everywhere we go.
It is insane.
Is your wife like this?
No, she's not.
Me and Common
Man
talk about it all the time.
The general public, when did we get this fear of not having water near us at all times?
We're going out for a walk.
Innocent of it,
We're here. We're at work right now.
Like, I'm going to sit here. I need to have this here, but people won't go.
If I go to the gas station, I don't need to take a water bottle with me.
It's a whole industry of just receptacles to carry your water around. Like, we live in a desert. Like, there's just not going to be gettable water anywhere.
I don't understand it.
Just ponder. Next time you're at a Starbucks just sitting there, just observe people observing the water bottle rack.
It's an epidemic.
What are they deciding? It's out of control.
We're not gonna die. We're not gonna die if we go out for an hour and a half and don't bring our water from home.
You know, I started to drink tap water in quiet protest to this.
I'm a tap water guy.
Yeah,
man.
I was snobbing for a little bit, just bottled.
You don't have that Brita filter? Get the filter, baby.
It's out of my fridge.
Of course.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you change it every 6 months or so.
No, just go straight from the tap.
Stay on top of it.
Keeps you humble.
Tap. You got to have a water softener if you're going to do that. So 10 years in jail for Sarah. Get rid of the metal cup. Keep that thing somewhere else. I don't want to see it. I had to throw Yahoo in jail, too. For everything that's going on with Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini lately, don't put a headline up there that gets me to click on it that simply says Mike Vrabel steps away from the Patriots. Now, that one's changed now. They actually must have thought better about that. It's not up there anymore. But I'm thinking, like, did the other shoe drop? We thought, no way. No way is he going to be fired for this or he's
going
to resign. Thanks. You ruined it. That's my Sonsenbacher. Yeah. Why? What'd he do? Why? Anything happen in there?
Yeah.
No, they're good. He's got a good buddy. He's a good buddy with Diana Rossini and all is well in the world. Don't do that, Yahoo. That's stupid. 2 years in jail. Learn how to write some headlines. And we'll have lots more. We got to kill it there for now. Dane's going to have some. You guys are going to have some. It's go to jail Friday for the rest of the day. I also would like you to tell us a little bit more about our wide receivers for the Buckeyes here in 2026. You're a wide receiver. We have good wide receivers.
We do.
Let's hear you talk about them a little bit. That's next. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Southbound West Outer Belt, left two lanes are blocked off from an accident approaching Roberts Road. Traffic backed up from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard with a 40-minute delay. And westbound 161, still an accident after New Albany Road. It's on the left shoulder. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. At Fresh Time Market, $75 isn't just a grocery run. It's eight delicious meals for a family of four. Chicken, pork chops, fresh fruits, veggies, and breakfasts. Stop by Fresh Time Market today and fill your basket with flavor, quality, and savings. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The NFL draft continues tonight in Pittsburgh. Among the Ohio State players that could be selections this evening, defensive lineman Caden McDonald, cornerback Davis and Igbenosin, and tight ends Max Clair and Will Kaczmarek. Baseball, both the Reds and Guardians, who are tied for first in their respective divisions, resume play after off days. Cincinnati will host Detroit tonight. Cleveland will be in Toronto. Columbus Clippers continue their series in Buffalo this evening. Blue Jackets coach Rick Bonus announcing today that assistant Scott Ford and Mike Haviland will not return. He inherited both after the coaching change. NHL playoffs tonight, Tampa Bay at Montreal, Vegas at Utah, Edmonton at Anaheim. All three series are tied at 1-1. NBA playoffs tonight, Boston at Philadelphia, Lakers at Houston, San Antonio is at Portland. This update brought to you by Germain Toyota. For unbeatable service and sales, visit Germain Toyota on the corner of I-70 and Bryce Road or online at germaintoyota.net. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Go to jail Friday. Common Man is out. Dane Sonzenbacher is here with me for the first time in a long time. Always trying to hang out with Dane. He's always too busy. Today, he's
well, you promised
us.
Me you would have Gone in 60 Seconds playing while we're in here, and I can't tell you how much joy that quietly brings me.
Oh, is it on? Do you think Reimer has seen Gone in 60 Seconds?
No. No way.
No, Reimer
has he seen
only
a Nicolas Cage movie?
Basketball. Oh.
He has
What if he doesn't know who Nicolas Cage is?
Well, he does.
Hold on.
He does.
Yeah,
there's so there's more. There's more. So... Yeah. When we were done with a Clint Eastwood thing and he action thought he was movies. In Dirty Dancing, we asked him about his favorite action movies. Just give us an action movie. I was waxing about Die Hard like I've done. I gave Die Hard this past Christmas a good thorough rewatch. I can honestly say it had been a good 15 years since I had watched it start to finish without interruption. And I came away and I said, I think it's the best action movie ever made.
Did you hold yourself? My favorite thing to do with movies like that is hold yourself to an old standard of like, when I press play, I cannot pause it.
I did with that.
I'm going to let it go. Yeah. If I am, I'm going to be here. And if I have to go somewhere, it's not in my control. This movie is its own thing and it's playing.
We've had this conversation before. I did do that for that one. And I respect that a lot more. However, I think with all the distractions that we have at home, especially both of us being dads, I actually want to find out later in the show. I have like a little test for us that I found on the internet to see like who's more like in living the dad life.
It's going to be me.
Or who has like become more of like a dad in terms of a vibe.
You see this?
You or me. I am looking at you. He's wearing, you know, Common Man actually pulled off the cotton golf shirt 2 days ago. Most people are wearing like the poly nylon, the performance type of golf shirt, and he was wearing the classic polo Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, I'm protesting it.
And you're, what is that, an LL or something?
It's an LL, sir.
Is that an LL Bean?
Yeah, this is heavy cotton. Don't let it rain.
But you look like Jim Harbaugh. You're just, I don't mind the khakis, but the khakis with the navy golf shirt. You do look like a dad.
We'll see how the test plays out.
But I'm also wearing like flat front slacks and a quarter zip.
And you said slacks.
And a quarter zip. But I do have a t-shirt on under the quarter zip. So anyway, I didn't finish. We asked Rhyme Time what his favorite action movie was ever. Just give us your favorite action movie. Like, obviously, it's not going to be from the 80s or 90s, knowing you. You know what he said? Mm-mm. He said National Treasure and National Treasure 2 with Nick Cage. Those were his action movies. Yes, I suppose there's a couple of action sequences in there, but that's it's a Disney movie about finding the Declaration of Independence.
They are really good, though.
They are. They're good.
They're not too bad.
They are perfect for something that's on TV, and you're like, I might see if he... If he finds the... if he finds the declaration here,
the book of
silence, the silence do good notes or whatever he's looking for.
Who is that guy that plays the president in the second movie? He's a good actor. I like that guy. He was also in the movie with the sled dogs. You ever see the one where Paul Walker, the late great Paul Walker from Fast and Furious, goes and gets it's like eight below.
I can't remember what the
Antarctica,
actor's name is.
He stationed
but he's
there.
A good president.
He got the sled dogs. He was like the scientist that went down there.
Bruce Greenwood is his name.
Yeah. Bruce Greenwood, who sings the American song. And
it's I'm proud to be an American. Yeah, well, at least I know that's I'm him. Free.
Man, multi-talented.
Beautiful.
He's good. So, you know, what was I saying?
You were talking about Reimer just being a dingus when it comes to anything that's not basketball.
No, but National Treasure is good. So we've got Gone in 60 Seconds up in the studio.
It just brings me, I love
you.
Like bars have random movies on. It makes me feel very comfortable.
It is good.
I'd prefer it a lot of times to having sports on in the background at like a bar.
It's a fantastic movie.
It's just like, look at him. Look at him chasing.
Speaking of late great, Robert Duvall. Mm-hmm. Is in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Angelina.
Of course, you got Cage, Angelina Jolie, Giovanni Ribisi, and Will Patton from Remember the Titans.
And what a concept.
He's in there, too. No, it's great.
It's a great movie concept.
You got any jailbirds before I move this thing on here? You had one from last segment, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I've had kind of a hard time with a lot of the post NFL draft pick interviews.
Oh, the interviews. Minute long interviews that
it's more
are
the
all
content.
The same.
There's one guy I'm going to put in jail and it's more for his own safety, just so he's okay. It would be the number 10 overall pick. What was his name? Francis
Maligoa, offensive lineman out of Miami.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember
his post interview. He was asked, what he would say to Jackson Dart, who I don't even know if he's met, but he was going to be protecting him. And he said that he was going to die for him. And I'm just like, don't die for Jackson Dart.
Too far?
I think it's too far. I don't want you out there dying for
it.
So I'm going to put him in jail
for the non-literal
just to make sure he does not hurt himself. And then he can go on and have a healthy relationship with football. You don't need to die for that.
Yeah, I know. I think you're being a little hard on the guy. I would say probation. Just go to sarcasm
school.
It was
for his own safety. It's not going to be for long term. I'll give him less than a year. I just want to make sure he's okay first, and then we'll let him out.
Here you are, king of sarcasm, and then you're going to get on him for saying,
I think that was sarcasm. Well, you look it up and tell me if you thought my man was being sarcastic.
Think he's gonna step in front of a bullet for him when Plaxico comes into
serious.
The bar with his sweatpants.
He looked really serious.
He was serious, man. Whoever's doing the interview, I believe there was a little shaking. She's had a tough. What is the? Do you know the NFL Network?
Hold on a second. I think I got the sound of it right here for you, Teddy.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now.
Doesn't count.
Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but. I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
I get you?
It doesn't count.
Why?
Because it has to be the two of us and Common Man. We didn't do it when you were gone, Timmy.
I can say I have no idea what just happened.
Because Dane has no idea.
I didn't say you couldn't do it. I knew that Dane wasn't going to have any idea. I don't think it matters. I thought it was well placed.
Oh, we'll have to discuss this.
Here he is anyway.
I'll die about this, man. Man, I'm ready to die for you, man.
I know a lot of things has happened, bro, but I'm ready to die for you, bro.
Yeah, he said it three times.
Fine, don't put him in jail. I'll give him probation. I'm not the judge and arbiter.
He said curse word.
He said curse word, which, come on. We don't say those.
Francis sounded pretty serious. You're right. I missed that last night. It's just freaking me out.
Whoever the girl is who does the interviews up there, she's had a tough job. Round one, there was some, like, she was dealing through. The one guy was crying and, like, spit was coming out of his mouth.
That was nice, though.
I'm just saying it's a tough interview.
Who was it that just blew right past the mirror? He said, I'm not staring at this mirror. You know, they got the new era cap and you're supposed to look in the mirror and they've got the camera right on your face. Someone just like grabbed that hat. Maybe it was Reuben Bain. I know he went a little bit later. He went to the Bucks. I thought it was a good pick for them to get Reuben Bain that late. Just grabbed that hat and just went by. Arvel Reese, because the way he had the hair styled, he was trying to jam the hat on his head. He couldn't get that going. But yeah, the interviews, they are always a thing. They are definitely a thing. All right, I didn't get you talking wide receivers right there. So we'll get you talking wide receivers coming up next with Dane Sonsenbacher, who played the position. It's going to be another position of strength newsflash for the Buckeyes here in 2026. What all are we looking at? That's coming up. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Good news, an accident has now been cleared out southbound on the west outer belt approaching Roberts Road. There's still about a 10-minute delay back from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. However, northbound US 23 shut down due to an accident between Meadow Park Avenue and Orange Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube, weekday morning starting at 6.
If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate.
If you're a fan of Jeff Bedoff,
drive directly to a hospital.
Seriously,
The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll look for a 60% chance of some rain showers, even a couple of thunderstorms tonight across central Ohio, and some of that will linger into Saturday morning. We may have some fog or drizzle early on Saturday, and then clearing skies as the day wears on. Highs on Saturday, a little bit cooler in the 70s. On Sunday, a lot of sunshine, highs in the 70s. Monday, a lot of sunshine, and it's warming up with temperatures nearing 80 degrees. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
No Common Man today. Dane Sonsenbacher is here. I did decide through the break there, Teddy, I'll take a year in jail for the Walker told me I have AIDS cut. I just, I, I haven't gotten to do it because I don't. I feel like this has been one-sided. You know,
yes, but he forces it in.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of where I was coming from. I wanted a chance to kind of slide that in.
You did do it.
Was the placement good?
Yeah. Placement was fantastic.
So that checked the box. You didn't know, but I get how it's supposed to be. I also don't want to shun Dane from having fun and make him feel like he's not a part of the crew.
No, I'm in it now. I was just
Now he knows,
I just got baptized during the commercial into the Walker Texas Ranger, and that is a hysterical bit.
So Mike and I were Conan kids. We're big fans of Conan, and I was informing Dane and to all of you that don't know like where that clip comes from or why we're doing it. I'm just playing it to preface it.
And how you doing, little partner?
That one. And then it goes on and it ends with Haley Joel Osment saying, Walker told me I have AIDS.
Because the one where he got shot in the back is still killing.
So, I know. I personally edited a couple of YouTube clips so I could just send to Teddy and Mike off the air. This was like a few days after we first got the ball rolling on the Walker told me I had AIDS clip. We didn't plan on playing this. All that happened was that Chuck Norris died. And this was just an off-the-cuff way. We were asking Teddy to pull the clip while we were discussing Chuck Norris's passing. Because he's a big enough star where we'd like to dedicate the program if somebody passes away. You know, Robert Duvall passed away, dedicated the show to him. You're right, Teddy. Sorry, I forgot that Sidney Poitier was also in
Gone in 60 Seconds. Yeah.
Forgot about the great Sidney Poitier.
That's Ving Rhames.
I don't think it is Ving Rhames.
No, I actually think
I know. I know who you're talking about. Ving Rhames is not in Gone in 60 Seconds. I forget the dude's name. It's like he's an Oscar nominated actor. Del Rey something. I'm trying to think what other big things he was in, but he's great in that. The Cop. You're talking about The Cop.
Delroy Lindo.
It's like that guy. Like, he is in a lot of movies, but you probably don't know that name.
He's risen up. He's gotten up to be a lot better than that guy. Because once you're Oscar nominated. So anyway, like I just had to indoctrinate Dane as to why the Walker Texas Ranger thing became such a thing. Because no one, it's the beauty of that bit, how Conan would just have a lever. And then he'd pull it in a random Walker Texas Ranger clip would
my reaction
him
to both
roundhouse
of them.
Kicking someone to the face, or like the two that were my personal favorites that I showed you. He's in a dream with some woman, he's going in for a hug, and the music's all sweet and smooth, and then he just gets shot in the back.
My reaction to both of them was, wait, that was a real, that really happened?
And it's always Conan's reaction, this face he makes, oh God, you know? And then it was the clip where it's the dad from Wonder Years and he's calling at some boy who's at the top of a library ladder to just jump off. I'll catch you. Jump. I'll catch you. He jumps. They go slow-mo. He steps out of the way. He falls and breaks his arm.
He goes slow-mo shit on the way down.
Because no one's ever seen the show. But you know what it is when you see a clip. You're like, he's wearing his badge. It's clearly Walker Texas Ranger, but no one has ever seen that show. And then the Walker told me I have AIDS comes to it from that too. All right, Dane, so the wide receiver unit, quite a transition, right? I'm seeing all the stuff when as the NFL draft got going, and there's been some data out there about, you know, the most draft picks by position group in the last 25 years, and you'll see like where Ohio State is just dominant, like the most defensive linemen in that span, the most defensive backs in that span, the most offensive linemen in that span, the most wide receivers, or tied with LSU for the most wide receivers in that span. And we just had one go last night, top 10 with Carnell Tate. He's gone. You still start off with two starters coming back in maybe the best wide receiver that we've ever seen play in this program, and Jeremiah Smith and Brandon Innes, who we still don't think has scratched the surface on how good he really is and what he could become. And I did think it was interesting, the transfer, the short, quick dude from UTSA, Devin McEwen, was the third guy out there on the Scarlet team mm-hmm. in the spring game. And that's before you even get to how Chris Henry Jr. stole the show. Brock Boyd's been making a name for himself, losing the black stripe. It is still just as full of a room as ever. What are your thoughts on him?
I think what everybody else thinks. I mean, it's hard to, I think one, success kind of breeds success in this. So especially in this, it's always been that way with recruiting, but the idea of younger, talented, either high school or if you're in a smaller college, being able to see a guy go from Ohio State and then on to a high NFL draft pick and then having all this success, that's a place you want to be. If you're a top talent, that's a place you want to be. I think having the stability too that Ohio State has had is extremely helpful.
When you say stability, do you mean the coaching? The coaching stability. Yeah. And I think it's showing in how high up they are in the standings in the Big Ten and how they're at least in the thick of things. They had their problems with Michigan, but at least going into that game, they always had everything to play for. You want to play for a team where you can play in the biggest games all the way to the very end of the season, if you're lucky. Mm-hmm. And then you can also go and achieve those NFL draft dreams right after that. They're checking and the coaching stability. That's three boxes right there.
Yeah. But it just, because I mean, in this particular sport, you know, and it's still unique in the sense that your top talent in the NCAA football realm, you know, they have to choose you. You know, a lot of the other sports still have somewhat of a high school draft where you're the team's kind of picking them. So if you're a star wide receiver somewhere in the country right now, where else would you want to be? It's continued to breed success over the past, I don't know, really ramped up, what, 10 years?
At least. I mean, that's probably about the window where, yeah, it's jumped to this point.
Yeah.
Where you feel like you have won every single year. We're going to have the best wide receiver in the class next year. And yeah, I'm not quite sure where, if Brandon Ennis is going to be one of those first round guys, but he could be. And then with what we saw out there with Chris Henry Jr. I mean, I know Devin McEwen was out there as the number three,
so
but that's gotta be Chris Henry's job, right? When push comes to shove, when the season rolls around, it looks, he had the one drop, but the plays that he's making, the way he runs,
it's become a new norm or expectation, and maybe it's just the level of recruits you're getting. But I was at the spring game, and I was talking to some other guys that played at the same time as me. I was like, can you imagine a freshman doing that at the spring game? You would be like, I'd be like Beanie Wells level. You're just like, wait, what are you? You're a freshman?
My guy.
Like, you're a freshman? Like, you don't do this in the wide receiver position, but now it's like, we've seen Jeremiah do it. Now nobody's that shocked when another top recruit wide receiver comes in and plays like that, but it's so rare to come from high school. And I know it's a spring game, but you can see all the makings. And if you're there, you're just like, okay, doesn't look like a high school player. Looks like he's ready to play now.
Is that the biggest thing for you? Because it's not like when you played here, like you were a fine player yourself. I mean, you were teammates with DeVere, who was a third round pick in the NFL draft to the Texans, if I'm not mistaken. And there's been some ebbs and flows there. I mean, Ted Ginn with what he did and just an ultimate weapon.
Who are
type
the ebbs and who are the flows?
That he
go
was.
On.
No.
Where would you classify an ebb?
Am I
an ebb or a flow?
Is an ebb good or they could both be good? They could
just
both
feel
be,
like you were insinuating.
You're good and bad and you're some in the middle.
Okay, sure. Yeah, but
you didn't have like the top three guys, and then you have to go back a little bit into the 90s when you had that run with Galloway, Terry Glenn, David Boston. You know what I mean? Like you had elite level guys there, and then Tressel had the offense that he had, but still, it wasn't like you didn't have NFL caliber wide receivers.
No, you had two first round. You had Ginn and Gonzalez.
That's right. That's right. Anthony Gonzalez. Yeah, thank you.
Even though you weren't throwing it all over the place, but. Yeah, I mean, it always speaks to general success too, but I can't think of another school that can be pegged right now to a certain position. I mean, Ohio State's clearly, if you're looking at the first round, spoiled with talent in many positions.
And obviously, we're in this NIL world now to where the schools with the best, with the most, with resources. Ohio State combines that with they never had a lull. So at the time where this system sort of jump started, they were already in a place. And that I think, forget about NIL. One of the most impressive things to me in all of college sports, take basketball, football, all of it, is the sustainability that Ohio State football has been able to keep with its structure. I mean, they had the one teeny tiny little year in 2011. And we know what the reasons were for that, too. Like, there were legitimate reasons as to why that happened, and it went right back. They went right back and got Urban Meyer, and it was an undefeated season right after that. There have not been any of these lulls. All of these famous brands have gone through some of the struggles here and there, whether that was just with their overall team success, or they didn't recruit the best quarterbacks for a while, or they slacked off in certain position groups. Florida had troubles. Texas had troubles. Florida State had troubles. LSU has had troubles. USC has had troubles. All of them have. Ohio State, for a quarter century, has not skipped a beat in their, not just their wide receivers. A lot of the other position right. groups, are they're just churning them
out. That's what I'm saying, like somewhat stability.
Mega stability.
It was a very clean, regardless of the last, you know, the Urban to Coach Day transition. It was a very clean. A lot of the staff was still in place, so that stability breeds. I think the wide receivers things just that's a symptom of that success.
All right, Dane. I read something today that absolutely insulted me. I want your take on it too. That's in 2 minutes. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Good news, northbound US 23 has now been reopened from an earlier accident that was between Meadow Park Avenue and Orange Road. There's an active crash, though, over on Norton Road that's between Kendrick Drive and Hall Road. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under the Sunsetter. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1, The Fan Trap.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's my dad, things at work, but I haven't made time to take care of what I need.
Millions of caregivers experience symptoms of anxiety and depression. Go to mentalhealthcareworks.org to learn how to get the support you deserve. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack. Wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Dane Sonsenbacher is in for the Common Man. I've got some go-to-jails here. We're going to start getting to some more of those because it is a go-to-jail Friday. You can text the burner 614-787-3093. Email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. You know about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health?
Oh,
you ever heard us trying to help the guys out there?
Yeah.
We're dudes that are trying to help other dudes. And the truth is, ED, that's short for erectile dysfunction.
Sure.
That's as bad. They can come and get you.
Yeah.
Never know when that's going to come and get you. That can ruin the moment. When you're getting intimate with your partner and you aren't able to perform the way that you want to or used to be able to, that can be really frustrating. But at Tri-State Men's Health, there's a wide range of advanced treatment options for every stage of ED. Sucker's so bad, it's got stages now. Got to get it right when it starts. So go see Tri-State Men's Health. Go to the website, tristatemenshealth.com. Stop laughing. It's not a laughing matter. Call 1-800-900-9654. They have two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio, so they're easy to get to. They got treatments with success rates over 90%. Some can have you last an hour or more. Dear God. So go and see our friends and get treated for erectile dysfunction. That first $99 visit, you get the TMPSA test. If medically advised, a dose. If it doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. If you're like a lot of guys, you could be having sex the day after your appointment. Gotcha. Gotcha with that one. tristatementshealth.com. I've been on a string where I've been wrong about a lot of this like random useless knowledge stuff. So I just thought I'd take the win when I said that Delroy Lindo was getting some Oscar steam. He did, right?
Just recently. I think Sinners. You locked into it. Yeah.
I didn't luck into it. I knew I saw something on YouTube or I caught an interview of him. Yep. Again, I knew the face. I knew the voice.
Nominated.
Because I've
win,
seen him in movies in the past. He was in, who was the late actor that played Black Panther? What was his name? Because he was in a movie with that dude.
Gosh.
Teddy, do you know who the Black Panther was? He's Vontae Mack in Draft Day as well.
I'm mad at myself for not knowing it off the
top of my head. I am pissed at myself for not. None of the three of us know who played the Black Panther. It's a bad look. Teddy, who was it?
Chadwick Boseman.
Delroy Lindo was in a movie with him. So I know the
was
guy.
Was it the cop movie where Chadwick was a
It was like
he went, a detective?
They like went back to like South Korea or something where they were in the war
Tokyo
together.
Drift.
Yeah, Tokyo Drift. Yeah, that was it. Paul Walker stopped by as well. So, Best Supporting Actor nomination for an Oscar for Sinners. I've seen that in some of the streaming apps. I might give that one a try. Like you said, with Michael B. Jordan. So I had to bring this one up to you. I was reading an article, and do you follow for golf content Dan Rappaport at all? He covers golf. I'm not sure if he's still with Barstool, but he came from Barstool and he's all over my feed whenever it was Masters Week. Like he's covering the game. If you pull up the Full Swing show on Netflix, he was on the last season. He's always giving like comments in between the storylines and all that. So on one of his recent podcasts, because this Bryson DeChambeau thing is becoming a big thing, and what he's doing as his contract with LIV comes up to an end, there was that report about the $500 million ask, which is laughable because everything says that they're pulling funding from it after this year anyway. There's not going to be any LIV golf. Just look at some of the financial issues the PGA Tour is having right now. They just slashed the Hawaii events to start the year. There's not room. First, there's only so much room for golf as a watchability thing. I get it. I love it. But I also understand how the world works. We like football. We like the NFL. That wins with ratings. That wins with what we talk about and all that. Then it's college football. Then the NBA's got some scratch. Major League Baseball's got some. The NHL tries their best. And then golf really has to strike when it's Masters Week, maybe U.S. Open, Open Championship, a little bit PGA. We love it when it's the Memorial, but there's only so much. So that's going away. That's going away. So Bryson is the talk of the game right now with what he's going to do and maybe what kind of penalties these guys all have to pay when the dust settles back and it's the PGA Tour. But this other thing that was talked about in this article in The Athletic last week was that Bryson is going to be using his YouTube career as leverage for, again, whatever ask he's going to have of a league that won't even exist after this year or coming back to the PGA Tour. But he can say, I'm doing just fine with my, I don't know what, 200, not 200 million, 2 million subscribers, however many million subs he has on his YouTube channel. I'll do that and I'll play in the major championships because I've got eligibility there. And Rappaport basically said, like, if there's any guy that could do it, that could compete and still win majors doing it that way, it's Bryson DeChambeau. And I said, that's insulting to all the other guys out there that do that. I think if anything, he did win a U.S. Open since he joined LIV. But if the trends carried on, the longer these guys have been a part of whatever they're doing there with LIV Golf, the worse they have performed collectively in the majors. Do you remember Cam Smith?
Yeah.
You're talking about going out to St. Andrews.
He won one, yeah.
When I went out there to see the tournament, he won. And he was on the rise, and that was like the very week where there was suspicion, and like, oh, he's not going to go. He's not going to go. Yep, he went, and now it's like, I'm not going to go back. I'm locked into LIV. He's a LIV boy. He hasn't made a cut in a major in six tries. Really? He's just falling apart on that stage, and none of these other guys are performing well. Bryson has a mental block when he goes to Augusta. He's all about his 3D printed 5-iron. I just think you can't do it. You cannot compete. I don't care what it is. I don't know what the correlation would be to your sport and football, but
there isn't one.
You've got to put in the work. You've got to practice. You've got to practice with people that are playing the same game if you're going to be at your very best.
Yeah, the equivalent's not really playing that much, just working out and staying in shape and then playing in a playoff game as your first game. Yeah, I don't think that's going to go that smoothly. You know, I don't know that.
You're not dropping into an NFL playoff game.
That's the equivalent of I'm just going to do my YouTube thing, and then I'll stop by the majors and try to beat these guys that have been competing all year long.
It's simply not going to happen.
I'm with you. If there was one guy, I have somebody in mind that I think might just be like kind of an alpha enough to be able to do it. Do you think anybody could do that?
I don't think anybody could. No.
Koepka is the only one that was coming to mind.
Brooks.
And I don't know why, because he's like has such like an FU like.
He was that guy on the PGA Tour where he never really performed well in the regular events, but he was there playing in them.
That's true.
But he hasn't done well either.
He was okay this season in the Masters.
Well, he's back. He's back on the PGA Tour. Oh. So he came back and he's. And I know it's still very fresh. He's got maybe just a couple of events under his belt. He's got some restrictions on him too, because he's back and he's, you know, paying the penalty and all that.
I think the general, I'm considering myself a general and like lazy golf fan too. I think we underestimate the rhythm that you've got to be in to win those events.
I saw a little story about our guy, Gary Player. Teddy, would you like to hear from Gary Player? Because the article was about...
Yeah. Real strong core, Gary.
Gary is a very strong guy. As he's gotten into his older years, the Black Knight has stayed in shape.
A lot of crunches.
Part of what is great about him. Mm-hmm. But the headline that caught me was that he was saying that there's a one-time major champion that he deemed to be a better player than Jack Nicklaus, than the Golden Bear. And instead of me just reading the quote, we actually got Gary Player in the interview to say this about about Jack Nicklaus. So here you go.
Hello, it's me, Gary Player. You know, for a young guy, everybody thinks just teach me how to play golf. The swing is not the thing. I played with golfers. Tom Weisskopf was much better than Nicklaus. Tom Weisskopf was so good, but only won one major because, and he admitted it, he didn't have... in his head, what was necessary. I loved him. What a golfer. Great guy. Great golf. But there was just something he didn't have here. He should have won many majors. I've seen a lot of guys like that. And speaking of you, old Golden Bear, we all saw you shake your tee shot as an honorary starter at Augusta. Ha ha! I'm better than you are now. I'm Gary Player.
There you go. The Black Knight. Saying that about Tom Weisskopf. Who's an Ohio guy, another Ohio State player,
played
with Jack, right?
Yes.
Or was right around there. It says he turned pro in 1964.
Right around there,
yeah. Tom died a short time ago, 2022. I think he was an honoree already at Jack's place at the memorial. And that makes a lot of sense, though. Like, he's talking about his ability as a golfer, like what he could do from a shot-making standpoint. But Jack Nicklaus was one of the best all-around. I mean, it's... the proof is in the results, 18 major championships, but Jack could think his way around every part of a golf course and knew exactly when to strike in risk-reward situations, when to play it safe, and then when he knew he could rely on his putting, when he knew he could, you know, take a stab at a huge drive on a fairway that was willing to take it, those types of things. It makes a lot of sense with what the Black Knight says.
It makes perfect sense. Everything that's just happened makes perfect sense.
Did you know he sounded like that?
Yeah, did you know that's...
Is he South African?
South Africa!
Yeah. Very, very blood diamond.
That's right. I've been living the dad life for a minute. Dane is living the dad life times two, but who is more of a dad? How do we answer that? We're going to try next. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
On Morse Road, there is an accident. It's over near Westerville Road. And on westbound 670, traffic stop and go between 71 and Grandview. That's a 5-minute delay. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3.
Welcome to Tire.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
This hotline is sponsored by Accurate Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Just a minute. I found this thing. We're going to try to figure out who's a bigger dad between me and you. Because I sometimes feel like I've been in it for so long. Maybe am I beginning my transition of not being so much of a dad?
But then again, don't even know.
But then again, I don't know. Yeah, I'm blind to the fact because my son's 14. We were one and done, but now you're in the thick of it because you got Cal.
Hold my face.
You got Cal Ripken Sonzenbacher.
Yeah.
And he's what, 3.5 now?
Yeah, 3.5.
And then you got the young Sadie Hawkins.
Yep.
Sonzenbacher. 7 months. Yeah. 7 months. So yeah, you're in different spots. Let me hit you with a jailbird here and we'll get to this. I got to remember to do the thing. I got to do Mike's job. My GCBs.
Dear God!
I was driving down the road. I love Tales from the Mean Streets. Driving down the road with my wife, three-year-old and 11-month-old, when this D-bag in a sporty blue Kia gets right on my ace. I'm driving the speed limit on a two-lane road with a car directly in front of me. D-bag proceeds to pass both of us on this hilly road with limited visibility and gives us the bird while passing us. I'm sorry, Mr. D-bag. My wife and children's lives aren't worth you going 10 miles an hour faster. I'm asking for a 20-year minimum sentence, driving privileges revoked for life. P.S. Timmy, I would gladly go golf St. Andrews with you. Well, thank you, Bucky. I don't know. What did he say about the speed limit? He's on the speed limit. Okay, so he's on the speed limit. I don't appreciate the on the ace. I guess it's okay if you safely pass, but it sounds like it wasn't a safe pass. It was a
well. You can what's with the
spot,
bird though?
And you don't throw the bird.
I think that's
disgusting.
About,
yeah. That's I'm good with that. I think that's fine. Like again, like I would go. You know me, I would go death sentence quick, but 20 years I think is harsh. Again, not knowing, you know, because you should be allowed to pass when it's a dotted line. You can't give a bird when someone's just going the speed limit.
No.
Just pass. Just pass and don't look.
The bird's the out of line part.
That's no good. All right, so this is going to be honor system, okay? I found this thing here. It's got all these different takes that have been collected from the internet about things dads do.
Okay.
We just mark it down if it's something that we know in our hearts that we do. Okay, and then we'll find out like who's got the most. It starts off here with, why do all dads shake their snacks before they eat them? You know what I'm talking about? Like, I got a bunch of peanuts in the hand. I'm going to shake them up, pop them in.
Because you got to get them in the right spot.
I do that.
Yeah.
That's for me. I do that. Do you?
I'm a yes.
You're a yes for that. Okay. Why do dads always walk into your room and give you the stare? They don't say anything. They give you that blank look. They just stare at you. We actually have a thing. Like, Jack knows, like, I'm giving the dad look. I'm giving the dad stare. So I mean, to a T, I do the stare a lot.
Mine aren't old enough to understand what I'm doing. I don't think that would get across to my three-year-old. He's going to be like, huh?
Well, I mean, you could stare when they're doing something, even though the point's not going to get across, I suppose.
No, I'm going to
go. So you're a no on that. Okay. Then there's the, why do all dads say, go help your mom? This is also something where your kids aren't old enough to go help the mom.
No, I do say that. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. He can help. He's 3 and a half.
3 and a half?
Yeah,
helping
carry
mom?
Stuff. Well, I mean, like,
my 14-year-old doesn't even help mom. And that's a problem. Yeah, I say this.
Well, that's parenting.
I say this more often than I can. I know. I'm not that good at it. Why do all dads just send okay after everything you text them? I'm Mr. Okay guy. Sometimes I'll walk in, or it could be a verbal okay or a text back okay. I'll get hit with a bunch of random stuff about, you know, the next sports card show that we're going to, some app that he's signing up
for. With your son?
All this information, and I'll just be like, okay, yeah.
Well, we're not texting.
No, you're not texting.
This is kind of tough.
This one you can't really play along with. But that's a yes for me. I'll leave that one blank since that one doesn't line up with you. Why do you text in all lowercase?
No.
I don't do that either.
No.
That's not something that I do. I would think that dads, what about texting in all uppercase?
No.
Yeah, I'm not that way.
Just
either.
Normal cases. No.
So,
when appropriate.
Yeah, normal cases. Okay, here's a good one. Why do all dads stand like this with a stance? And it's a picture of a dude in the kitchen who's got like a wide base, and he's got like his elbows up on the island, standing in like a certain like kind of comfortable kind of way. Like,
I think that's
stretch
a back
in.
Thing. Yeah,
I don't do that.
I was doing that in here.
You do that?
I guess so. I didn't know it was a dad.
You have a stance when you're just sort of like hanging out.
If you've got like a, you know, like a an island, a kitchen island.
All right, mark it down.
You're going to want to stand
like
that.
I don't think
it.
I stand like that. And then there's another picture. Why do dads watch movies or TV like this? And it's a dude who's actually standing while he's watching the tube, and he's just got his hand on his hip. I don't do that.
No, I'm
not doing that. I'm not that dad. Why does every dad on Facebook put dot, dot, dot after almost everything?
Oh, my gosh, my dad.
I think I do some dots if you go and look at some of my tweets. I think I'm a dot guy.
My dad dot, dot, dots everything in text.
I think I do some dots. This one, why do dads always leave your car in gear so when you start it, you jolt forward and nearly break your neck? I don't know that one. Leave the car in gear?
How'd you shut it off?
Drive away. What does that even mean? Something with a stick shift that I don't know about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dumb and I don't do stick shifts. Why do dads always want to go to the airport 82,000 hours early? Yeah.
I do that.
Just talked about that. Gotta go early. Why do dads always give you money instead of love and affection?
Oh my gosh.
You want to buy your kids stuff?
Who wrote that one?
A lot. I'm a no for that one.
Deep seated.
I will buy him some stuff, but I prefer the love and affection just as much. Why do dads always forget exact birthday dates? I don't forget birth dates. I know the ones that matter.
Yeah.
Where are you at right now?
I'm a no. You're beating me. I'm 4.
I got 5.
Yeah, those are, I don't know. Those are, that's a tough, some of those apply to my dad as much. I'm going to understand texting. That's an age thing, though. I don't think that's a dad thing.
You'll get there eventually.
That's true.
It just sort
it's
of,
outpace me.
Kids just wear you down. Time, age, it just sort of wears you down. We got some pizzazz coming up.
Oh.
Pizzazz in the form of Pick Your Parlay. Oh, a bet that's going to get you so much cash, you're not going to know what to do with yourself. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is an accident on Sullivan Avenue that's over at Wayne Avenue. Traffic stop and go westbound I-70 between Miller Kelton and the 71 East split, about a 3 to 5 minute delay. This report is sponsored by Shores and Islands, Ohio. You are here soaking up the sunshine, easing into island time, kicking back and jumping in, sipping, sunning, and settling in. Visit shoresandislands.com and plan your summer escape today. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The NFL draft continuing tonight in Pittsburgh with the second and then the third rounds. Cleveland Browns with the 39th pick. The Cincinnati Bengals have pick number 41. Meanwhile, Blue Jackets coach Rick Bowness today announced that assistant coaches Scott Ford and Mike Haviland will not return. Both were inherited by Bowness after the coaching change at midseason. Baseball, Cincinnati Reds begin a series at home at Detroit. Cincinnati tied for first with the Cubs in the National League Central. Cleveland Guardians, who are tied for first in the AL Central, will open a series at Toronto. Columbus Clippers tonight playing at Buffalo. NBA playoffs, Boston at Philadelphia, Lakers at Houston, and San Antonio is at Portland. Kansas freshman Darren Peterson today declared for the NBA draft. This update brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit sleepbettercolumbus.com. Stop snoring, sleep better, live better. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
Pick your parlay coming up soon. Dane Sonzenbacher is in for the Common Man. Panama Ted is back there. How you doing there, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
Fantastic. So we left off. We were having a race to see who is the most, who's the biggest dad between me and Dane. And so some of them, yeah, like with you having, you know, a toddler and an infant, you're not quite in it. You haven't been in the game as long to develop some of these things.
I might have gained an extra point in the break there as I'm trying to figure out how you even do sports betting.
You're right.
I'm trying to scramble for this segment. I don't even know where to find odds of stuff. Like
he's asking about apps and all that. Give yourself a check mark. Give yourself a check mark for that. Because you're more of a dad than me when it comes to that. You get a dang app. There's like 50,000 of them. You look at odds. That's it. You go on the internet. I'll have a few more of them here. Okay. Let's see if we can get more checks.
I have a real bookie.
Why do dads always wander off? Are you a wanderer?
No.
I don't think I drift off to places.
No.
I'm not a drifter. I can stay in my spot. I don't just aimlessly wander. I don't do that, so no mark there. Why does every dad have a wallet phone case? I do not. I got nothing. I just have a little clear case.
I have a little kickstand. That is neat.
Oh.
So.
What is that, the OtterBox right there?
This here is a SpyGen.
I don't know that one. Right, so we're not clicking. We're not checking on that.
Nope.
Why do dads always want to know how much money you have in your bank account? I don't ask that of people. I don't ever do that.
No, that's not even a dad.
I do know that's getting to like the another generation. That's like our parents might dabble in that.
Yeah, what, to make sure you've got enough for the bus fare?
They're just curious about their money because they're at the end of the road.
Just gotta make sure it's all there.
They're tying it up. They're proud of what they've built, right? When they get to retirement age. Oh, I got all this money here. I mean, Dom Tiberi, every single day he's yammering on the phone with somebody about his 401k. We all know how many millions Dom has. He's cooking, baby. And he's happy to tell you about it. Hey, did you see what the markets did today? Good thing I got my accounts frozen. It's every single day. How about why does every dad love asking you what highways you took to get somewhere on a trip?
Okay. I don't do that because I don't know it well, but that
I'm
is...
I'm a map dude.
Really?
I love talking...
You know the names and numbers of the roads?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. I love talking about the roads and like which way I took to... Like if we're going back to Northwest Indiana, where like my mom and my dad are all from.
Did you take Thayer Road? Yeah, did you go through...
Did you take 33?
Delphus to 33?
I went through Fort... It's usually... Did you go through Indy and West Lafayette, or did you go up through Fort Wayne?
Yeah, which way did you go? It's like, why do you care? I'm here.
Went through Fort Wayne, stopped at the Portillo's, hit up the Culver's, stopped at the Meyer, went through Valpo.
Up through Columbia City.
Went to Calumet.
Yep.
Yeah, went through Crown Point, and then we got up there. So, that's a big check for me. Love doing that. Why does every dad sneeze as loud as humanly possible? I'm not a big sneezer. My wife is the sneezer. She gets that from her dad.
I'll sneeze. Yeah, I don't hold
those back. I think my sneeze is normal, so I'm not checking there. Why does every dad love you too? Teddy, you're a big U2 guy.
No, don't care for them.
No, I'm not. I'm not. And I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Every guitar riff is the same in every U2 song.
I'll agree.
No, I'm not. I did like their Super Bowl halftime performance after 9/11. That was great. Great moment. Did the jacket thing. Not a U2 guy. So what else? Why do dads know everybody? You feel like you just know everybody?
No.
You know everything that's going on in the neighborhood. I'm not there yet.
Nope.
I'm more like off to myself. I'm not like my neighbor is that dad, tells me about every little thing that's going on out there in the neighborhood. Why does every dad think a pizza's not done until 3/4 of the cheese is burnt and it's a nice picture of a well-done slice? I like a well-done slice. All through Pizza Madness, like, we talk about how much we love well-done pizza. I would say I'm checking that one right there. Why does every dad have the most stressful ringtone of all time? Again, Dom. And also apparently Fernando Mendoza. Did you hear his ringtone?
That's psycho.
How you doing? It's your Spy Tech. I appreciate you calling.
That's like the original iPhone ringtone.
No, you have to pick that
right there.
That's not even the stock one.
That's something that you pick. So no, I've got a very subdued. I don't ever put my ringer on, so it's not there. I'm only up to 7 after all that. How many checks you got? I got 7 after all that.
I'm 6. The ringer remind me of something though.
6?
Sometimes I'll 6.
6-7. I just got another notch for doing that.
Eight, yep.
All right, it's a parlay time.
Common Man and Timmy present Pick Your Parlay.
All right, Teddy, it's you and me. Lasanzi boy actually comes up with something at the buzzer right now. We're going thicker and fuller than ever before. We're starting in Common Man's favorite league, the National Basketball Association. Huge. Pivotal Game 3 tonight in the city of brotherly love. 7:00, the Sixers host the Celtics. Here's a nice juicy prop to get us going. The pad himself, Tyrese Maxey. He gets 25 or more. Jason Tatum pulls down 10-plus boards. VJ Edgecombe gets 3 3-pointers or more. Ha, ha. And Jaylen Brown scores 25 or more. Sixers will cover the 7.5 at home. Then, in Houston, the kid from Ohio, Luke Kennard, he's going to score 20 or more. LeBron James will have 6 or more assists, 25 or more points. Luke is also going to make 3 or more three-pointers. And the Lake Show will cover the 8.5. Am I done betting the NBA? Shit. No, I'm not. The Cavs, they're playing again on Sunday on the road at Toronto. Not only do they win Game 3, they cover the 3.5 points. Some baseball here. The Cincinnati Reds with a little home set versus the Tigers. Andrew Abbott is on the hill. How's he doing lately, Teddy? He sucks.
Sucks.
But you know what? The turn is going to start tonight. Reds are a nice 16-9. First place. They're getting 1.5 on the run line. A good home crowd helps them along. Let's add home run number 9 for Ellie as well, and let's scarf down some Big Red Smokies. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. We're moving on to golf. The only thing more smooth jazz than this weekend would be Kenny Guyton bringing us back in the last seconds against Purdue. Because it's Live Golf weekend on the PGA Tour event. That means team golf in Nolens at the Zurich Classic. Let's get some gumbo and get some beignets and just have a hell of a time. Maybe some beads and, hey, nice cans. But Team Fitzpatrick, they are performing this weekend. They're looking strong. Why not? Matt, Mr. Sketcher himself, and his brother Alex from England, they're in a good position. I pick them to win the event. Plus, why don't I add a 30-1 bet for Shane Lowry to have a tussle with an alligator and come away with all four limbs and 10 digits. $10, Teddy, and you win $156,325. Yeah.
My goodness. Wow, that's some pizzazz you got there. All right. Now, I just have a little six-pack of
pizzazz.
Yeah, pizzazz. Six-pack of pizzazz. I'm going to get you some walking around money, Dane, okay?
Oh, you like to walk around.
That's right. So, I'm taking the Ohio teams. Let's go with the Reds tonight and the Guardians, taking them on the money line. And then let's go to the NHL. We got a couple games there tonight that I like. I have Montreal. They're hosting Tampa Bay. I'm taking Montreal to win this. I think they're going to end up winning this series as well. Edmonton, they lost game 2 at home, and that series with Anaheim's tied at 1. They're going on the road to Anaheim, but I think Edmonton bounces back. They'll get this win tonight. Boston, they also lost game 3 there to the Sixers. I think they bounce back and they'll take this one and beat the Sixers and, you know, get that series straightened back out where they need it. And then lastly, our team, the Columbus Aviators.
Oh,
back in action straight on Sunday.
Fly high.
They won their first game. They actually have a slight favorite this week. They found out, hey, they can run the ball. They're not like, you know, the Buckeyes with the high-flying wide receivers and everything like that we've seen over the years. They like to pound the ball, run the ball, and Columbus Aviators going to get it done against the Houston Gamblers. You put $10 on this, you're going to get about $240. Nice walking around money.
$240?
Yeah. We're just trying to get by day by day.
God. Aviators, though. Do you feel the need?
The need for speed.
Yes. Get the job done. Thank you, Teddy. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I've got a little update about one of the biggest games on the Ohio State schedule this fall. It's coming up. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is an accident involving a semi on Greenlawn Avenue over at 71. That's also got the northbound 71 entrance and exit ramps to and from Greenlawn closed off. And southbound East Outer Belt, looking at a 5 to 10 minute delay between I-70 and US 33. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the Crawl Space Repair Experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we'll talk Champions Tour with PGA professional David Toms, plus a major on the ladies' side this week, Ron Cyrak on the Chevron from Houston.
Tee to Green with Skip Mossick, Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We've got a cold front on the way tonight across central Ohio. Look for a 60% chance of a couple showers, a couple thunderstorms, and a little bit of that moisture may trickle into Saturday morning. We could have some fog or even a little bit of drizzle early Saturday, and then drying out and clearing in the afternoon hours. Highs in the 70s on Saturday, so a little bit cooler. On Sunday, a lot of sunshine, highs in the 70s, and then sunshine and drier weather on Monday with highs nearing 80 degrees. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
Dane Sonsenbacher is in for the C-Man today. Thanks
for
being
here,
buddy. Oh, he's doing great today.
It's a large chair to fill.
What do you think he's up to?
I don't know.
He likes to do a lot of nothing with a good meal in between. He said he was gonna wake up today and then nap. That was on the docket.
Love that.
It's good. Wake up, get to about 10 a.m. Hey, you know what? I think I'm tired. I think it's time for a nap. I want to go to some jailbirds here before I tell you about this Ohio State thing here. Let me get this one pulled up. I had one from the burner phone. You guys know all the ways to get in touch with us. You can also email us at goodcleanboy@gmail.com. The burner, 614-787-3093. This one says, my GCBs.
She got a great ass!
Things not to be late for. Picking up your kid from an activity or go to jail. More times than not, my dad was late to pick me up from practice, and it scarred me. Of course, Timmy or CM probably has an assistant to do it for them. Ha ha, joking. David, yeah, you're wrong, David. We're out there in the thick of it. Jack had practice, had morning stuff a couple of times this week, and I got up and drove him to it. That's how we do it. I had another one in here, too.
Yeah, but the pickup is the thing.
No, yeah, you're right.
You can't leave him hanging around.
That's right. I don't have to do the pickup because I'm taking him to some stuff. A lot of schools do it now. It's before school starts.
Little poor Jack's last one sitting there with his water bottle dangling his feet over the edge of the bench.
That's a good
like,
one.
Like, where's my dad?
We didn't do the sentencing there. So let's just say you've got a habitual late picker upper.
Got a coach sitting there, got to stay after to make sure he's okay.
10 years in jail.
Yes.
You got to be better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a good feeling. You don't want to be left there.
No. You're setting the stage for a whole generation of late picker-uppers now.
It could be dad.
Now you've passed that down. Now he's going to be late picking up his kid. Now where?
No. That's not acceptable. You've got to break the wheel. Like, whatever happens with your parents, you've got every opportunity to do it the right way. I don't like that. That's an excuse right there.
No, it's all their fault.
I saw this one here. My shalalalas. Hold on a second.
Oh, geez, look at the butt on that.
My son is dirty and disgusting. So we're just talking about this. So yesterday he had a workout team lift at school, then hung out with friends all day. And today, as we're getting ready to go to another session before school, I could smell him from the moment I walked into the room. But I didn't say anything. But I was sure that this kid didn't take a shower. So as I started to drive him this morning, I was trapped with this funk in the car, and I had to ask because we've been down this road of hygiene a million times before. I asked him if he bathed yesterday, and he told me no. I asked, why not? He said he didn't have time before he went to the friend's house. So I asked him how long was he home before he went to his friend's. He said an hour. So this dude started his Thursday sweating his butt off, went to school all day, came home, didn't shower, went out with friends, came home, didn't shower, and is getting up to do it again without showering. And he's trying to nab a girlfriend, too? We talked about this 100 times. Go to jail.
Can you imagine?
50 years. 50 years. We go through this with our son as well. I don't know what it is. I don't know how many parents of teenagers have this issue where you have to just chuck them into the shower and turn the water on yourselves and say, stay here for 5 minutes, scrub yourself with soap and hot water. And there's this thing. So you're the perfect guy to talk to. So the way I understand it now, like with the middle school, Jack played football in eighth grade, and this apparently was the norm when they would have their practices at school. Nobody, no one, zero people shower on the premises.
It's unreal.
What gives?
I don't know. I thought it was like...
Not the way for you. You were Catholic school. Were you public school, middle school, Catholic school, high school, or
Catholic,
all the way?
Catholic both.
Catholic all the way.
And this was not a thing in middle school or junior high.
You showered.
No. We weren't working out before school.
Okay.
But I can't ever remember that.
Forget about before school. What about whenever you practiced after school?
No, not in eighth grade, though.
No practice for football in eighth grade?
Yeah, there was, but then you're just going home. Like, in eighth grade, I'm riding my bike home in my pads in eighth grade.
Okay, so that kind of gets to where I'm going. So you would shower at home.
Yeah.
You would get done, and then you'd go home.
High school was definitely either before or after you. It was almost a requirement that you shower.
Right. That was my thing.
You couldn't walk out of
there. That was my thing, because let me paint the picture. Even last year when he was in eighth grade, they started doing some of the morning stuff.
Yeah.
And no one showers. I'm saying, wait a minute, you guys are getting funkified in the morning. And a lot of times, too, there would be morning PE, like first period PE. So you're getting to school sweating like crazy, and then you just go to school for the rest of the day while it all dries up and gets sticky.
I can't even...
Terrible, right?
Yeah.
Even if a change of clothes, you're still sweaty and dirty and nasty, and it's getting caked on there. Why do we not... I mean, you saw pee-pees and wee-wees. You showered when you were in high school. You were telling me.
I was telling you that.
You just got to do it.
Yeah, you got to do it, but nobody's going to tell them to do it. In the eighth grade, that's a little bit, because where are they going to go? They're not going to go in the high school to shower. I doubt the junior high has showers.
They got the showers. They're like just right out there. Just like nozzles on the wall.
I will say, if you're comparing,
why can't they make them like the YMCA?
Did you shower in high school after gym class? Did you have gym class in high school?
Yeah. I don't remember showering after gym class.
It was almost like an unwritten thing that like the gym in like during the day gym class, you were not going to do anything that was hard enough that you were going to actually like sweat.
Yeah.
It was more just like an adult or a high school recess.
There was, I guess, some sweating that went on, but it's nasty. Like if anything that was basketball, I played basketball my freshman year of high school. There was always showering.
Got to.
Always showering.
But that was like, it was almost like,
and we'd make fun of each other too. And that was demoralizing.
That's part of it.
Yeah. It's not a fun part of life. But
you meet your best friends. You got to be in the shower.
You got playing sports. You're laughing. Look at Tim there. I'm like, yeah, I know. I know. I'm not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Somehow I made the team.
It's great.
But don't worry, I'll be going to stage acting next semester.
Don't worry,
I'll be out of here. Once the football players get done with their season, I'll be out of here. So Buckeye football here. Saw this screenshot here. And this is a shot of, what's the stadium at Indiana called? What's the name of their stadium? They got like a memorial.
Memorial Stadium, right?
Indiana Memorial Stadium.
It's a memorial.
You married an Indiana gal, right?
I did. That's why I tread lightly on whatever this topic is.
What a year it must have been in your household.
It was awesome.
What part?
Just so happy for Indiana and their fans.
It is kind of a cool story, right? I still don't even understand it. Fernando Mendoza really was the number one overall pick in the draft last night? He won the Heisman Trophy?
He won the Heisman.
They went undefeated and they won the national championship?
Rothman was just out there singing the IU fight song to me.
He didn't.
It couldn't happen. Didn't happen.
I don't believe that happened.
No, it didn't happen.
I believe that less than I believe that Artemis was just up in space. I'm kidding.
That's right.
I'm kidding. You want to talk about jail? All the people that I still see questioning anything space related. There are people that don't believe that we were just up there, and they really, really believe it.
Idiots.
Jail. One of my favorite clips ever was when Buzz punched out some whack job that was hounding him, and he actually called Buzz a coward to his face for lying about going to the moon for so many years. And then he finally just socked him right in the teeth. Buzz Aldrin was like 35 years older than this guy at the time. But Indiana has a big thing on their Jumbotron that says theme days. And then it's talking about Saturday, October 17th. Ohio State is the red out game. So they're already getting juiced for the big home game against the Buckeyes. We know that Ohio State is playing a really tough schedule. Six of their 12 games on the regular season schedule, starting off with that second one where they go on the road to Texas. They got a lot of tough games. And a road trip to Bloomington, that's part of it. So I'd imagine they're going to do red pants, red tops, and then everyone in the stands wearing red as well, which the Buckeye fans will blend in nicely there,
well,
too.
Well, I was going to say this might be this, at least the tweet. I'm sure the scoreboard announcement is serious, but the tweet might be a little in jest. That's like the before Indiana was Indiana of the last 2 years, their favorite joke was that they would always take the stadium pictures on Ohio State Day. Mm. Like when they were playing Ohio State, because it's the only time it was full and everybody was wearing red. So I don't know if they're trying to be funny, because it is always a red out when Ohio State's there, because that's when all like the aerial shots of Memorial Stadium are always that game.
Well, hey, they don't have to worry anymore about having the atmosphere in their stadium. There's still going to be some Buckeye fans that are going to slip in that day. It's not going to be as many as before, but either way, that game is going to be a big time challenge for Ohio State. Night two of the NFL draft is going to give us the Browns more opportunities and the Bengals their first pick. And Teddy, we got Dane here. Maybe
Dane. Yeah, we're talking about the draft. I thought maybe you could tell us and share your thoughts on how your draft night went.
Is that what you thought?
Right.
Well, maybe why don't we do that in 2 minutes with Dane Sonsenbacher, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is still an accident involving a semi on Green Lawn. It's over at 71. Good news is the ramps to and from Green Lawn have reopened. Also an accident on Groveport Road that's near London Groveport Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Oh, look, it's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay, voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
Jail for Dane. Jail for Sonzy boy. You were trying to do a dad stance on the counter right there before the segment popped back on. I know what you're doing.
It's not legitimate. I already admitted to that one. I was standing on the weight that's over here because, of course, a weight can't be sitting here without me trying to stand and do like some weird stance on it. It's a thing.
So, Teddy, we're getting ready for night two of the NFL draft. I love how Teddy like gave me the Bengals pick sheet in today's prep. It's like, yeah, thank you. It's
blank.
It's blank. There's no picks. They didn't have a first round pick. I like the move. We talked about it. Traded the 10th overall pick. We know, could have been Caleb Downs at the end of the day. They got Dexter Lawrence, who's a high-end defensive tackle right now, an all-pro and a pro bowler in the National Football League. And if he's going to play at a high level for you, I think that is a good move to get someone who is ready right now. You extended him another year. You got him locked up for 3 years. I also believe Caleb Downs is going to be a very good football player. That's a tough one to sort of ask yourself, but I think the Bengals did a good thing in getting a player of that quality for the 10th overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to help the defense. And to help the defense in a position like that, where, I mean, everything starts at the defensive line these days. If you can crash down, cave in the middle of that offensive line, create havoc, and get after the quarterback, it's all about the passing game right now and shutting things down. I think that's going to be a good move. It's going to help the Bengals defense overall.
I would think. I mean, I tend to think that like a lot of the draft process, there's a lot of overvaluation. There are some really good players you get, but there's a ton of unknown. If you're just looking at it risk, there's a lot of sure thing NFL players that if you can get the value for just a simple, okay, all right, a first round pick, how many first round picks play out and play like first rounders their entire career?
Bingo, man. And again,
I don't know the numbers, but it can't be a very high percentage.
We all feel pretty good about all three of the Buckeye defensive players, but if you're playing the odds, I mean, chances are one of them doesn't reach the potential that we're thinking about right here.
And at the very least, he's going to reach it in year three,
Yeah. But, I mean, you said it too. It's a seven-round draft. Even when you're just talking about, the first-round picks, most of the draft picks are not going to work out the way that you're thinking about.
Well, we were out there, and Maddie's like, the phrase was that we're going to get like the best of the rest for the rest of the draft process. I'm like, there's only been 31 guys picked or 32 guys picked.
Yeah.
There are
and it
so
already seems
many
like such
good,
a drop-off.
There's a ton of good players out there. That's what I'm like, I don't.
That's like the opposite of what I was just saying.
Yeah, I completely disagree, you fool.
Yes, there are good players, but once you're outside of the first round, you really just don't know. You don't. It's a crapshoot with which of these guys
that's,
are going
to hit, what I'm saying.
Have
it
staying
is,
power, develop
I don't
into
know that there's
all this, pro level players.
Yeah. There's as many in the later rounds as there might be in the first, but if you're the Bengals, sure. If you need a guarantee or as much of a sure thing as you can get.
So Teddy's in jail. That's at least a year for not looking up the details. You just
for
had
what?
Sort of a faux pas there. What did you just ask Dane Sonsenbacher?
We had the draft last night, and I just was curious how Dane's process was going through.
He knows what he's doing.
The draft, and did he have a big draft party, and how was that getting the phone call?
But
and
here's
all that?
The thing: is this is how you treat your guests. I only come around here once in a while, Ted, and that's where you're going to go with, you know?
What's the problem? So, what happened?
So,
well, I'm lobbying for an eighth round. Seven's not enough for everybody to get drafted.
Poor little Sonzy boy was not drafted, Teddy.
I need to go to jail.
He was not drafted. Did you go to the combine?
I did.
Got the combine.
Okay, you know what
combine.
We need to do is put the combine in jail.
You were hoping to get drafted. You had to be thinking that, the fifth, sixth, seventh round.
Or did you not want to get drafted late?
No, I did.
Okay.
I did. The consolation is they'll say like, oh, well, at least you get a choice of where you're going. And there's something to that. But I think that is, you still want a team that picks you. Like, cause you can sign anywhere undrafted. And yes, they are like offering you, and there's some that want you to sign undrafted more than others. And they make that known in whatever your small signing bonus is. But you would still want, it says something, if they're going to go on a limb and even pick you seventh round, somebody in that building likes you.
So now
somebody
after,
in the building.
After Teddy has discredited you.
Yeah, so Teddy,
you.
If you must know, I was sitting at my neighbor's house and had a draft party, and there were even cameras there because I was also doing a thing called Path to the Pros, the Big Ten Network was doing. You remember this thing?
I did. Maybe not. A little bit, yeah.
There's a handful. They would take like four guys and follow you for months. So here was the setup was even worse. Now that you need to tear off this scab or this old wound and reopen
it. Didn't wind up getting picked. You were at a neighbor's house. They hosted the party for you, huh? Not your own place?
Yeah. Yeah. We did it next door because they had like a nice garage set up. And so the whole family was there. And this Big Ten Network camera crew was there.
Oh, my God.
And we sat there for the rest of multiple days of just like, okay, nothing.
You knew you weren't a first round pick, I'm assuming, right?
No.
You thought there was...
Come on. I mean, you're graded out. Essentially, they're only giving you, like, you're either first round, second to fourth, or, like, fourth to seventh grade.
What was your legitimate hope going into the draft?
It was best case, like, fourth, fifth to seventh.
And then end
of fourth might have been a thing. I mean, Tim, I was first team all being 10 receiver.
I know.
Stop trying to... Are you coming at me like that?
It's
you can't have really think you could play football, did you? Come on. It's just you and I here. Let's be real.
Sonsenbacher.
You can be real with me. Yeah, I mean, I was graded out in that area. So yeah, I sat there and the camera crew filmed me and nothing happened. And then the lockout picked back up. So no draft. And then I just hung out in Columbus for a month and a half until the lockout lifted. And it was on Big Ten Network. Yeah, they picked like four of us. It was J.J. Watt was like the expected first rounder. I forget who the other guys were.
They did J.J. for that same one, huh?
Yeah. It was awesome. Ted, I should have invited you. You'd have liked it.
But you showed them. You went to the Bears, right? You signed with them. And you made the roster from opening day, right? 53-man roster?
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible. You showed them.
I played four seasons.
Guys,
two with the Bears, two with the Bengals.
I don't need this consolation attitude. This is crap. Yes, I did. I did show them, Ted. I made the team.
You score touchdowns in the NFL.
I did do that.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
I have an interception in the NFL.
Was that on a punt?
It was a punter. But
that's amazing. You had an interception off of, that's a crazy play.
That is crazy.
There are many people in the history of football to intercept a pass from a punter.
Well,
I mean, a wide receiver intercepting a pass.
And a wide receiver with a pick.
Yeah, that's going to be a record.
That thing that just happened reminded me of this interview with James Harrison. Evil Bald Colin sent this to me. See if you remember this. I don't know who's doing the interviewing here, but it's quite hilarious.
Two last questions. The combine, what was that experience like for you?
You don't know me, do you?
Huh?
You don't know me, do you? I never went to a combine.
You didn't go to the combine. How about the draft?
I never got drafted.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh. Oh. Brutal.
I want to say jail for the interviewer.
It sounded like he put himself as jail at the end.
Maybe only 6 months and just send him to interview school. Because he really owned it.
Yeah.
He didn't try to like make up for it and I'll make up for it now. He just took it. He's like, I don't,
I'm sorry.
Two last questions. The combine, what was that experience like for you?
Don't know me, do you?
Huh?
You don't know me, do you? I never went to a combine.
You didn't go to the combine. How about the draft?
I never got drafted.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thank you.
Then I don't. I'm sorry. And he just pleasantly, okay, thank you. All right, thanks, man. See you next time.
Hey, he got the last laugh, right? He won the Super Bowl twice. He was Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, pretty incredible rebound for James Harrison.
Which Northern Ohio MAC school did he go to? I'm saying that was Kent State.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
So. Sounds right.
Yeah, Kent State for James Harrison. He was a Kent State guy. Born in Akron, there is a lot of legendary football players that went to the Northern Ohio MAC schools. Let me think about those in the break. Like, there's gonna be some Pro Football Hall of Famers too. James Harrison gonna be a Pro Football Hall of Famer?
I don't know.
Two-time Super Bowl champ, NFL Defensive Player of the Year, two-time First Team All Pro, two-time Second Team All Pro. Forced fumbles leader in 08. Pretty good. 811 tackles, 84 and a half sacks. James Harrison might have to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. I don't know. Looking down the stats. Back Page is coming up here. Sonzenbacher is in for Common Man. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is still an accident on Morse Road that's over near Westerville Road. And on southbound 315, traffic stop and go with a 5-minute delay between Lane and Richtown. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The Buckeye Show is coming up at the top of the hour. We've got Matt Fontana, the eye in the sky, and your Brian guy, Fantana. Devere yeah. Posey.
Mm-hmm. He's right out there.
In the
green room.
Wide receivers. Ready and waiting. And he will definitely be able to talk about the NFL draft experience.
You can ask him about it.
He was drafted.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, okay. You can talk to him about it. All right.
I thought he was undrafted.
Yeah, I think somebody called him and everything, and like everybody clapped and hugged.
I got you guys mixed
They had a
up.
Real moment. Yeah, that happens.
Dane, that's what it does. Dane, I don't know why you got to feel a certain type of way about it this many years later.
No, I'm good. I'm fine.
It shaped who you are. You took that. You still achieved your dream. You went to the National Football League.
You're bitter. I'm not bitter. You are.
You sound like it bothers you.
No, I'm happy and fine. I'm doing fine.
You are going to St. Andrews.
I am.
Later this month or next month.
You're right.
My God.
St. Andrews, Turnberry, a bunch of other ones.
Carnoustie?
Yeah. No.
You must be made of money.
Undrafted, so no.
I made the league minimum.
Pre-NIL and undrafted.
So you got to go to Chicago.
I got a real job that I'm going to have to take time off for. Yeah.
Was there something in Chicago that happened that affected your life in a
positive way?
Yeah.
Are you trying to put a spin on it? No, I had an awful time.
So it was just terrible the whole time there? Nothing happened?
No, it's great.
You played for the Bears. You're a Chicago baseball fan, right?
Yep, Chicago baseball.
Who's your team?
I like them both. I don't see any problem in that.
No.
Why? Are you supposed to pick one?
It's a perfectly sane thing to do.
I thought you could like them both.
I'm sure you can, yeah.
So you love Dan Orlovsky?
Yes.
What about...
Why do you keep saying everybody loves Dan Orlovsky,
what about
right?
Mike Florio? You must love him, right?
Yes.
He's great. He's great.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy loves him, too.
Like his hair. I like all of it.
Yeah, I'm always putting articles of his in your guys'
prep
by every day.
I think I love him too. I think he's fantastic.
See, there you go.
The way that Mike Florio, he just sounds so smart. He's the smartest guy
Lawyer.
In football.
Yeah.
And he tells you things like he knows he's so smart. I like that kind of confidence in a guy.
Mm-hmm. You're starting to come around. You get it.
Cubs and Sox.
I'm a Cubs and Sox guy.
I mean, there's two teams there.
Why not?
Your mood might
Chicago
change.
Baseball. You're
different leagues.
You're a fan of the city.
Yeah, they're in different leagues.
You're a
so it
fan
matter.
Of the city.
Yeah.
They hardly see each other. It's there's really not a problem with it.
You're like my dad. Likes them both.
Yeah.
Was happy when the Sox won the World Series.
Happy
was
for Chicago.
Equally happy when the Cubs got their World Series.
Had a boy.
over the Cleveland Indians. So it was great for everybody. Let me see here. We got some more go to jails that we can get in here. Let's go, my Sonzy boys. I have the thing. It's hard to be Mike.
He's a clean boy. Wash your own damn sheets.
I saw a terrible shopping cart offense the other day at Costco. I couldn't believe my eyes. A man in a beautiful car who couldn't have been older than 50, dressed to the nines, couldn't be bothered to take his cart back, which was only two spaces over from where he parked. I sat there for a second after I returned mine, like a good clean boy, to witness the scene. He took more time wiggling his cart in between his car and the car next to him, and he gently nestled it in between two spaces right in front of his own hood. For 2 seconds, I wanted to grab the cart and make eye contact with him and do a big grand gesture as I walked it towards the cart return, but I abstained. I ain't getting bang-banged for no cart. But GTJ, you stupid bum, we're living in a society. Yeah, it's 50 years.
50?
50 years
now,
in a hardened penitentiary.
There are
There's no place for it. You're lazy. You think you're better than everybody else if you can do it that way. I don't like it.
Have you been to Costco?
You know, I'm more Sam's Club. Well, I actually had someone, I lost the text, but Nick threw me in jail because he said he saw me when I was leaving the club today and says I didn't give him the time of day and I big timed him. I definitely remember smiling and saying, thanks for listening to the show and have a good one, buddy. But maybe I was living in an alternate universe.
You thought you said those things, but you didn't.
I don't know what the deal is with the Costco cart returns. At Sam's Club, they're gargantuan. They're way too big.
Well, I'm just saying,
you still take them
back.
There's
one scenario where there is a row that is for walking in carts that is in between the spots. And sometimes people leave them there because if you park there, you just grab it and go in instead of going to the cart return. So maybe this fine couldn't be more than 50 well-off dressed to the nines guy was like, well, I got my cart from this row, so I'll just leave it here for the next person to park here. They can just take it and go.
It's not a normal parking spot.
No, it's not a normal spot. There's a row. There's like a walkway in between the spots.
Okay. Well, I'm
but
seeing,
I could be wrong.
I'm seeing and hearing lazy. That's what I hear. All right, back page.
Send him to jail.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I got a dinner idea for somebody because there's a Sunny Styles burrito at Chipotle. We got a meal of champions here. He got called up to the Washington Commanders, and now he's got a nice endorsement deal from Chipotle. So what is on the Sunny Styles burrito? Well, it features two flour tortillas to hold all the stuff in there. Brown rice, black beans, double chicken, sour cream, cheese, and lettuce. It's a good burrito. Solid burrito. I'd throw a little bit of the hot sauce or the pico de gallo in there, but that's a solid choice.
What are you going to do with all that protein?
Are they charging? I don't see the price here. Maybe they give you that double chicken for just a regular price, and that could be part of the gift.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Extra tortilla just for fun, for the sponsorship?
Yeah.
Get another one on there.
Give me the double chicken for free because I'm ordering the Sunny Styles. I want the double chicken for single chicken price. That's what I get. Sounds good. I might have that. Dane, thank you so much, buddy. That was fun.
Tim, thanks for having me.
Sorry about not getting drafted.
That's okay.
Buckeye Show with DeVere and Matt Fontana up next on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The eastbound North Outer Belt entrance ramp from eastbound US 33 is closed off. That is due to an accident. Also an accident involving a semi on Green Lawn over at 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.9% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at CMEFCU.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR car, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.